I was going to read to you a little bit from St. Teresa Benedicta, but sometimes people think I'm cheating on my homilies when I let someone else preach, so I won't. But it was a beautiful reading about her writings on the cross. She took the name, so this is Edith Stein, Jewish girl in the 1900s, early 1900s, and she was an atheist. In her philosophy studies, she lost her faith, and she studied under Husserl and other kind of very modern philosophers with some interesting insights. She converted eventually to Catholicism, and then she gave her life to Christ as a Carmelite. And then World War II broke out, and the Nazis were looking for all the Jews, and she was arrested and brought to the gas chambers and killed. And she laid down her life for her Jewish people. She was very intentional about that. So we ask her intercession, especially as we think of so many people today in our modern society, especially young people who are exposed to so many ideologies and thoughts that undermine their own Christian and Catholic faith, that she would intercede for them and help us to show them the light. But you can't, well, first of all, a little footnote on the first reading. I just love, like the people of Israel give us such hope. They're so fickle, so stubborn. And like we read the other day, right? They wanted meat in the desert, and as if they hadn't just noticed that bread had come down from heaven. And they're like, oh, how can we get meat? As if we're lost cause, there's no meat for us. Well, okay, so he gave them quail, took care of that need. And then at the end of their journey, they're at the gates of the promised land. They've made it. And they send scouts ahead, and the scouts see this beautiful land flowing with milk and honey. But the scouts lose faith. And they say, oh my gosh, but it's super fortified. And the people there are huge people. This can't work. We can't win. And they lost faith. And the grumbling and the drama, just the rumors of like, oh, it's going to be terrible for us. We don't know what's in for us, but it must be terrible because look at this, you know, this utter hopeless situation. So without even trying to enter the promised land, they gave up. The power of rumors and drama, people, let me tell you. But that's actually the beginning of the 40 years. Of the Jewish people in the desert. 40 years, because they just couldn't get it right. And finally, God said, all right, this generation, your kids will make it, but you guys, you're all going to die. So for 40 years until the last one was, except for Caleb. Anyway, so that's not a happy story, but we still finish saying the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Gospel real quick, because you just can't miss this beautiful gospel. Jesus is walking in this non-Jewish, right? Yiddish time. This other woman she's non-Jewish. And she cries out. She's heard these things about the rabbi, this Jesus, this Jewish person, rabbi, and she goes out and cries out, Lord, help me. Lord, son of David. Like she, you know, calls him by his title. That's kind of a little presumptuous, but sure. Son of David, help me. Heal my daughter. Repeat that like 20 times. And he says nothing. Ever pray for 10 minutes, an hour, a week? A month and get nothing? What are you tempted to do? Give up, right? Well, I prayed, I got nothing out of it. So you stop praying. And she persists. This non-Jewish person persists. And the apostles bring it to Jesus, like, Lord, hey, have you noticed the last 15 minutes? I mean, last hour, she's been following us for whatever, as long as it's been. Send her away, Lord, just let her go. Just give her an answer, like, let's send her away. And at first, it seems like Jesus says, indeed, since I was sent only to the lost children of the house of Israel. But she dares to come close. She kind of maybe it's a last-ditch effort. She comes real close. And she says, Lord, please help me. And he challenges her to her face. It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs, Ellie. It is not right to throw it to the dogs. Ladies, raise your hand if you would like to be called a dog. Nobody likes that. Jesus was like just really in her face. Ever felt tested when your prayer seems to get the opposite response of what you asked for? As if God is adding insult to injury at first? He's testing her. I think in that moment, all of her unworthiness, all of her sense of, yeah, I'm not a Jewish member of the Jewish race. I have my sins. I've done some terrible things. My culture taught me to do some terrible things. I come before God. I don't deserve to be here. Let me just, maybe I should go. I think the devil is whispering every single reason why she should quit. And in that moment, she actually swallowed all of her pride, swallowed all of her sins and her messiness. Jesus was pointing out to her her unworthiness to ask this. And she embraced it. Lord, even the dogs. Right here, even the dogs eat at least the scraps from their master's table. Could you help me? What a humble, amazingly humble prayer. And in that moment, I think too, the devil had nothing else to throw at her. She swallowed it. She took all of it. I am a mess. I know I'm not worthy. I don't come before you, Lord, with my entitlement. I've sinned. I don't deserve that you would answer even 5 seconds of my time. But you seem to have a heart for sinners, and I am one. You seem to love sinners, and I am one. So Lord, in your mercy, remember that even the least worthy sometimes get at least the scraps from the table of the worthy. And I'd like to have one of those scraps. Could you help me? We just ask for that humble boldness. You know, her story, this pagan, Gentile, non-Jew, unworthy, sinful woman who had no claim to ask him for anything is now retold. Her story is retold and been retold for 2,000 years as a lesson for all who think they are worthy. Remember her. For all of us who stand before God saying, look what I've done. I deserve that you answer my prayer. How could you do this to me? Look what I've done for you. That prayer gets nothing. But that humble prayer of the one who knows that she's unworthy, that prayer, from that hour, her daughter was healed. May our own faith and humility be increased as we strive to follow the Lord the way he wants. I love his and her response. Oh, woman, I wish they could all see you right now. Oh, woman, the one he called a dog. Oh, woman, capital W. Great is your faith. May she intercede for us that we would steer away from any false claims to greatness, recognize that everything the devil might be saying about us and our sinfulness and our brokenness and unworthiness might be true. We just swallow it, embrace it. I am a mess. But Lord, I'm a mess that you love. So I dare to stay and persevere in prayer with you, trusting not in my entitlement, but in your great love. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.